This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The global population is expected to reach 8 billion by mid-November, and India is projected to overtake China as the world's most populated country in 2023, the UN said on Monday. The finding comes in the latest World Population Prospects Report issued on World Population Day, observed annually on the 11th of July. UN Chief Antonio Guterres said this year's observation falls during a milestone year as the planet anticipates the birth of its 8 billionth inhabitant. This is an occasion to celebrate our diversity and recognize our common humanity, he said. At the same time, it is also a reminder of the shared responsibility to care for the planet, he added, and a moment to reflect on where we still fall short of our commitments to one another. The UN has released its latest report on children and armed conflict, which outlines the devastating impact various forms of conflict had on boys and girls across the world during the past year. The dangers outlined in the report include conflict escalation, military coups and takeovers, as well as protracted and new conflicts and violations of international law. The report highlights almost 24,000 verified grave violations against children in 2021. Killing and maiming were the most common, followed by the recruitment and use of children and the denial of humanitarian access. The places where most children were affected by grave violations were Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. Virginia Gamba, the UN expert on children and armed conflict, has called for intensifying action to protect boys and girls affected and ensure they are given a real chance to recover and thrive. Turning now to Sri Lanka, where the UN Secretary General has called for dialogue to ensure a smooth transition of government and to find lasting solutions to the country's economic crisis, his spokesperson said on Monday. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of protesters stormed the residences of the country's president and prime minister, both of whom had been moved to secure locations ahead of the takeovers. Media reports said President Gotabaya Rajapaksa is expected to step down this week, while Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe tweeted his resignation on Saturday, though no date for his departure has been set. The Secretary General condemns all acts of violence, the statement said. He also called for those responsible to be held accountable. Deanne Penn, UN News.